Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. I am Amanda, and as always, I am joined by Dave, Justin, and Randy. How are you guys?
Fabulous!
I'm doing pretty rad. It's a great day today. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm pretty darn decent. Thanks for not trampling right over me.
Totally jumped in there.
Good. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm good. I'm excited that this is episode 171.
Oh,
171 is a palindrome. That must mean something, right?
Now, are numbers palindromes?
That's momentous. Actually, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Not that I should give out part of my credit card number, but part of my credit card number is a palindrome. And so I was trying to wonder, are numbers palindromes, or is there another term for a numerical palindrome?
There should be.
It's a number. No? Number works.
It is?
Does okay. It? Oh, okay.
It's mom and 171. Maybe dad. That's it.
And race car.
What? Holy shit.
You just blew Justin's mind.
You did. I can't even top that right now. It's so good.
I remember learning one when I was in history about the Panama Canal. It was a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Yeah. That's the really famous palindrome.
Yeah.
Whoa. You guys are melting my face right now. I'm blown away.
Did you guys ever read Hannah is a palindrome?
No. I read Mom, Dad, and that's it.
I remember the story when I was in elementary school called Hannah is a palindrome, and it was all about how, the teacher's, teaching the class about palindromes, but to start off, all the teacher says is, Hannah is a palindrome. Okay, kids. Go and figure out what that means. And so the one girl in class, his name is Hannah, she feels like she's being persecuted. And all the kids are making fun of her because none of them know what it means. They just know that, Hannah's a palindrome.
Idiots.
Is a palindrome for, are we not pure? No, sir. Panama's moody Noriega brags. It is garbage. Irony dooms a man, a prisoner, up to new era. There you go.
Yeah, but it would be better.
That doesn't mean
if
anything.
Yeah, if it made sense.
It's just words.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Or it's like a terrible poem.
Yeah.
Worst haiku ever.
Terrible beatniks.
Boob is also a palindrome, Justin.
I know, that's a good one. I was just thinking.
And we can get behind that.
I like haikus, Dave. Those are fun.
Yeah, I do too.
Mine was, I love Lynn so much. She is a pretty girly. I love Lynn so much.
Wait, that doesn't work.
Sure
letters, not words.
No, we were talking about haikus.
575.
Yeah.
You got to keep up. The podcast moves quick.
Yeah, we don't fuck around.
Going on to sonnets next.
We never drag on anything. We just keep going.
We'll be limericks any second now.
Speaking of which, ooh, what's our first topic? Go for it.
I have nothing. I have nothing.
There once was a girl from China with a popsicle stuck in her. Dot, dot, dot.
P word?
JJ.
I cleaned it up there for you, Justin.
Speaking of vaginas or P words, let's talk about Lex Luthor and how horrible he is in his new Batman v Superman trailer.
Yeah, that was really bad. I don't like
shit.
It at all.
There was a lot of disappointment in that trailer.
Yeah, we're going to have a Cavender cut of that movie, and he's just going to be edited out. Fuck that guy.
Then who will create the terrible-looking Doomsday?
I don't know. We'll just insert footage. Insert villain here. We'll have that.
Title card. Yeah. Enter Doomsday.
Problem solved. Speaking of which, I had no idea that was Doomsday. When you said that was him, it kind of made sense.
I was going to ask who that was supposed to be, because I don't know enough about...
Well,
yeah.
Because we all know, of course we don't, 3/4 of this podcast knows that Doomsday is the guy that killed Superman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And So, oh, okay. But when you first meet him, he's all wrapped up in this crazy green, like, onesie. It looks weird. And,
hot.
Yeah, very hot. So hot. And, the finished product of him after all the battle scars and stuff is he's down to just shorts when it's all said and done. But, and he's kind of bony. He's kind of brown, gray, and bony. And, but by when I say bony, I mean he's got bones protruding from his limbs. And he looks really hardcore. And this guy just looked like a hot mess. Possibly mentally disabled because he is brought back from all those other Kryptonians.
He definitely seemed a bit daft.
He did. He looked bad. I didn't like it one bit.
Well, let's go to the. I mean, my favorite part of the trailer was the interaction between Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent. It had nothing to do with Batman. Nothing to do with Superman. And we were talking off the air that I don't understand where in the lexicon of Batman this story takes place. Obviously, Batman has been a thing because people understand him. We see the shot of like the old Robin suit with the Joker stuff spray painted. But clearly they don't know each other. You know, Clark Kent even says something at the very beginning of the party asking like, who's that guy pulling up in the car? And he doesn't know that's Bruce Wayne, you know, calls him the Bat Vigilante. He doesn't call him by Batman. So what do you think of that, Justin?
I think that it's poor writing, Dave.
This is written by Mr. Zack Snyder.
I think it's shitty, shoddy storytelling. How's that?
It's fucking interesting.
Yeah.
Is it also shitty storytelling that Batman's got a gun at the end?
I think that he's got... It's America. Americans like guns.
It's a parable.
That is art imitating life, my friend. That's just how that goes down.
It just looks kind of weird.
I think it's his it's his anti-doomsday canon.
Oh. Well, you know, Batman is nothing if not prepared.
Yeah, he always is. It's his bag of tricks.
He's like, I got this.
Where does he get those wonderful toys, right?
Yeah. Oh, I like that because we talked forever about, you know, obviously Superman kills Batman in like 2 seconds. And the trailer even says that. He's like, stop fighting me. If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead.
Right.
So maybe that kind of puts a little kibosh to that they're acknowledging that. So, yeah. Well, what did you think of the trailer, Randy?
I enjoyed it overall. I kind of agree with the sentiment that I enjoy them more out of their costumes than in. Just the banter, like when Bruce Wayne is entering the party. Also agree that I think Lex Luthor looks like a fucking tweaker, and I could really just do without that. I don't know. I'm kind of reserving judgment. I know it's still a little while till we're gonna see it, and it's not as high. What's that?
It's only 3 months. We're not that far out.
Well, I mean, we're 2 weeks from week and a half from Star Wars.
Star Wars.
So, I mean,
that's all.
In comparison, that's the only thing that's occupying my mind in terms.
There's nothing in this world past December 18th for you.
Yeah. So, really.
But Dave,
after December 17th, we can talk again.
Yeah.
With regards to how Clark Kent doesn't really have words about Batman or who he is, I think that Gotham has always been its own little entity. And, I mean, Bruce Wayne even says, you know, I guess that's just the Gotham in me or whatever. Because I think they kind of write their own rules and they do their own thing. And it's just one of those deals where, in America, how we have New York and we have Los Angeles, and then there's just everything else in between. They're their own separate worlds. You know what I mean? Yeah, does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. You know that it's this isolated little chunk of the
They're
world.
They're called the flyover states for a reason.
There you go.
So where I'm sure people from Metropolis just want to pretend Gotham's not even part of the same country.
Exactly.
But you know, every time I see something new from this movie, two things happen. I get less enthusiastic about how good this movie is going to be, and I get infinitely more excited about how awesome Ben Affleck is going to be as Batman/Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. He looks like a big dude.
He does, but so far he has yet to disappoint me in anything he's done in any of these trailers or teasers or clips, and I couldn't be more amped for more Batman.
There you go.
Totally different from the Nolan Batman, you know, in every single way. And I think Affleck's going to knock this shit out of the park.
I like how, you know, we were talking about the timeline a few minutes ago. And I guess we're just going to have to assume that all of these villains already exist. You know, when it comes to Suicide Squad, they've all had their day in the sun, and everyone has had their run-ins with Batman in some way, shape, or form. And we just accept this world that it's just full of bad people. No origins whatsoever. This is the world that we have. Deal with it.
Yeah, and that's an interesting place to be because, for all intents and purposes, Superman is brand new. To where they kind of always kind of parallel each other, Batman and Superman. They were like two sides of the same coin, and they were coming up at the same time. But now we have Batman, who's obviously an established superhero or an established character, and Superman's kind of playing catch-up. So that could lead to some interesting, you know, character dynamics between the two of them, you know, of Batman being like, hey, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a long time with no alien blood going through my body.
Right.
Well, what did you think, Amanda, about... we finally got our real first good glimpse at Ms. Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Ooh. I mean, I guess it was fine, but it was like 5 seconds and she's just like standing still. So
she's got a shield,
to
man.
Go on.
Yeah.
What?
I said she has a sweet shield.
I guess.
Save Batman's ass. Yeah, I'm curious how much we'll see of her in the film. I obviously Batman and Superman will have the lion's share.
I mean, it looked cool, but that also looked like the climax of the movie, which is really annoying to me.
Yeah, it's like when Rhino is attacking Spider-Man.
Right, which is the last frame of the movie. Not even the last fight, last frame of the movie is in the trailer. Yeah, I agree, Amanda. It's always frustrating when they give away like third act stuff, and I have to imagine the Doomsday fight is what brings the three of them together, and we just saw, you know, the opening salvo of that fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's like, what if there's something bigger than that in the movie, then it's kind of like, well, what's the point of anything in this movie then? They're just throwing a whole bunch of shit at us.
I think it's Lex is trying to get rid of Batman and Superman, and because he can't, he's got to find some other way to get rid of Superman.
Yeah, and from a marketing direction, I think that everyone's bitching that like Batman versus Superman is not an interesting fight because Superman would squash him. I think that they needed to show the movie going public that at some point this will be a team up movie and there will be a legitimate villain for them to fight together. It just sucks that they showed that in the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would have preferred to have held Doomsday back until the actual film, or maybe until they made a better looking Doomsday.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
But I think that everyone that's been complaining, I think they're tired of hearing it. They're like, fine, they're going to get together. They're going to be friends. They're going to pick up a chick, and they're going to fight this rock monster thing that Lex Luthor is going to create when he's tweaking in a lab.
Hey, she's more than just a chick.
She's a goddess. She's an Amazon.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. She kick everybody's ass.
I like her.
I mean, she's close to Superman-level strength. I was trying to be smart-assy, but yeah, no, Wonder Woman is she's no joke.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, it's a 3-minute trailer. That's a long one.
Oh, yeah, it is. Huh?
Yeah, it's very bipolar. Like,
well, I think it's so long because they included that whole like party scene.
Yeah, the best scene until Dave's buddy shows up.
My buddy.
Reminds me of
about him.
And remember in Batman Forever when the one reporter's like, oh, it's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
That's totally what I thought of when I saw him. Not a fan.
But I mean, it starts out, it's real serious and somber. It's got this awesome exchange between the two main characters. Then it's just kind of turns to this weird kind of like awkward exchange with Lex Luthor. And then it becomes like a serious montage again. And then it becomes like a science fiction, like Dr. Frankenstein horror movie where they're creating this monster. And then they end the trailer on like a smart ass joke, like I thought she was with you type thing. It was just all over the place from a tone standpoint. So
where do you think the trial is going to fit into the place of this movie? Of course, Superman like the stands like trial.
Yeah. Like the Senate hearing type stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that the beginning, the middle, or the end?
I bet it's near the middle. I would say middle, probably. I think it's going to open with montage of Superman being awesome, juxtaposed against montage of Batman being pissed. And then we're going to see, like, the seeds of the fight, you know, like that we saw it in the trailer between Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent. Then I think that Lex Luthor or Bruce Wayne, someone is going to start levying charges. They'll convene a Senate. Doomsday will come and they'll be like, oh, maybe Superman's not a bad dude. Batman, Bruce Wayne will have a change of heart because him and Superman and Wonder Woman save the day. Credits.
Credits.
Then, like, two stingers, probably.
Yeah, like Aquaman.
Hey, where's Aquaman?
He's right.
I want to watch.
Yeah, he's going to be in there for, like, 10 seconds.
He's freeing Tillicum.
Yeah. He's a marine-based superhero.
When is that he really to is. Come out?
Aquaman comes out in 2018.
Yeah, I just want to see Jason Momoa without a shirt on.
The moment we see him, we'll know we're seeing, like, the last 5 frames of the film.
Yeah.
Just like the fucking rhino thing in Spider-Man.
Yeah, 2017 is Justice League Part 1, so that's the first good glimpse you'll see of Momoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's go watch season 1 of Game of Thrones again.
Oh, I hated how he died. That shit pissed me off more than anything.
Do you think we're going to see Aquaman at all in Batman v Superman?
Yeah, we're going to see all of them at the very end.
Okay, I thought so.
He's going to be the one that defeats Doomsday. He's gonna summon a great white shark to just chomp him in half.
He's going to be riding a bus that accidentally runs
like in Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, exactly. Samuel Jackson will just get chomped. Nick Fury will be yelling at DC for sucking so bad, and then Aquaman will come and kill him with a shark.
I'm tired of all these Kryptonians. Motherfucking Kryptonian mutants in this motherfucking city.
Yeah. This Monday through Friday plane. These monkey fighting snakes on this Monday through Friday plane.
Thank you, TBS.
Oh, those are the worst, those edits.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Cool, how long is this movie?
Like, two days.
Yeah, 2.5 hours, you think?
Yeah, I would say it's probably, I would say 220, 225 will probably be the runtime. It's going to be PG-13, they've already confirmed that, so. Not that there was any doubt, but. In case you thought. Sillyly.
Now, are we all... I think all of us got to see the Bat costume up close, minus Amanda, at Comic-Con, and it's impressive. There's a couple scenes on film here in this trailer where it looks a little weird, but up close and personal, it looks badass. It looks like a military tactical outfit. It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The armored one looks freaking amazing, too. Light up eyes and everything.
Oh, yeah. Holy I'm not really crap. Into that one, though. I don't like how big and bulky and dumb it was. It's not
Superman.
I know. I get it. And it looks just like it did in the comic for
Dark Knight Returns.
Exactly. I mean, it looks perfect, spot on, but I was not a fan of that either.
It just reminds me of, like, the Iron Man Mark I big, clunky, metal suit.
Yeah.
This is what Iron Man looks like when Tony Stark does
his jerry rigged suit.
Right.
That he made in a cave. Mm-hmm. That he literally built in a cave.
He's all, Tony Stark made one of these from scrap in a cave! Well, I'm not Tony Stark. I mean, what else can you say, right?
I saw the costume up close at the Comic-Con. It looked impressive, but they also had all those cool gadgets that were there. And that's why I think I'm kind of disappointed that at the end he's just holding, like, an assault rifle-looking thing. I mean, maybe it's a bat gun, maybe it does something different, but it looks like he's just, like, packing heat.
Right, or it'd be cooler if he just... Yeah, it'd be cooler if he just kind of whipped out his batarang like a switchblade, like just the go-to. All right, I got my batarang, so I'm ready.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. What do I know, right?
Absolutely nothing, Dave!
Right. What about the small-screen DC stuff? Randy, you're watching Supergirl, aren't you? They had a big thing happen last week, didn't they? Or tonight?
They did, yeah, just on tonight's episode, as we've recorded this, Martian Manhunter makes an appearance at the very end.
What?
How'd he look?
He actually looks really cool. And considering that I'm not nearly as familiar with the DC universe, that I've never read a single episode of any Justice League or watched any of the animated series, but I know what Martian Manhunter looks like roughly. As soon as I saw this guy on screen, I'm like, holy shit, that's Martian Manhunter. I knew instantly. So I think from a look standpoint, they nailed him, because even a noob like me could recognize the guy. And it's a character that's been in the series all along. And it's actually the head of the DEO, this government organization that is tracking all the aliens that have come to Earth along with Superman and Supergirl, and they're trying to keep humanity safe. And Supergirl's sister, human sister, works for them, and he has kind of been tasked with keeping an eye on this human sister, keeping her safe and keeping her alive. Kind of like he made a promise to her father when her father died. And then she learned that this guy was present when her father was dead, then lied to her about the circumstances. And she thought he was a bad guy. And then he comes to reveal that this Hank character that goes on to transform into Martian Manhunter was himself killed the same day as her father. And then his visage was taken by Martian Manhunter so that he could sit there and play guardian over humanity and specifically over these girls. So I may have made that sound more convoluted than it actually was, but it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm really confused.
Sounds like identity theft to me, Randy.
You know what? It is. And for those of you who watch Flash, it's very much like a reverse Flash thing. What's his name? Dr. Wells. How it's a shapeshifter kind of that took his form. That's how Martian Manhunter was. Shapeshifter took a dead human's form to blend in and to quote unquote be the protector, the overlook of somebody.
Right. I thought you were gonna make a beer fest reference there. Like when they kill off Farva's character and they bring
Hands Across America.
Exactly. Hands Across America. They killed off freaking Wells and they're like, oh, we still need Wells. Let's just bring another Wells and we'll call him the same name. Nothing will change.
Yeah.
Pretty much, except this time they don't have to have him rolling around in a wheelchair.
Yeah. That's awful.
Tom Cavanaugh.
DC.
Oh, that's exciting. Martian Manhunter is one of my favorite characters, so maybe I'll have to.
Honestly, above and beyond Martian Manhunter, which is super cool on its own. I'm actually just really enjoying the show. I think Supergirl's a pretty decent show.
No, that's
so.
I'm surprised you know that.
I mean, like tone wise, is it like more like a Flash tone, an Arrow tone, a Smallville tone, Birds of Prey tone?
It's not as heavy as Arrow. It's definitely got more of a Flash feel to it. You know, it's got humor, it's got romance, it's got some ass kicking here and there, and I don't know. I just it is an overall what I would call a feel good show.
It's a family friendly.
Yeah.
You mean it's a show with joy in it, Randy?
It is a show with joy. It's not all doom and gloom and, oh my God, everything is terrible. It's not Arrow.
That's what I got. Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of Arrow. Like, I like Diggle's helmet. Like, his
half Magneto helmet.
Yeah, and now Dia wants to, like, kill everybody. And I mean, I'm really digging the Flash, but Arrow's just turning me off.
Bad. Every week I watch it, I'm like, fuck, this is probably the last week I'm going to watch it. But I want to find out whose tombstone they were at the end of the first episode.
It's Felicity.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
But then Barry goes back in time and saves her?
Probably. Yeah.
Or they tip her into the Lazarus pit?
Yeah, I'm not saying Felicity is in that grave. I'm saying that tombstone that he's crying over and saying goodbye is Felicity. Okay.
What if it's his baby's mama's grave?
That was a random callback last week, too.
Oh, I know, from 2 years ago?
They put it in, like, previously on. I'm like, oh, that's probably
just the Young and the Restless or some shit? Yeah, that was total soap opera nonsense.
Okay, so what do you guys think about at the end? Now we're kind of totally segueing into Arrow here. So with Malcolm Merlyn picking up the ashes of Vandal Savage,
fucked up.
He's going to take him to the resurrection pit, Lazarus pit.
Oh. Well, Vandal Savage is the main villain for Legends of Tomorrow. So.
Right, so obviously he has to come back.
I like that he just kept showing up. like, there's no way they can, like, keep him out. All of a sudden, he's there with, like, 30 assassins.
Oh, I know. Like, is he always like this? That's funny.
They're, like, making fun of their security. Like, you're making fun of my security.
So ridiculous. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Arrow is just, they lose me more and more every week. I got to find out whose grave that is.
And I don't really like Neil McDonough, the guy who's playing Damian Dark. Like, I never buy him as a heavy.
He looks like my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
Oh, well, I guess that's cool. But he's always, like, fighting people. I'm like, they're gonna kick his ass.
He wasn't walking tall, Dave.
I know, fighting The Rock. Hello.
Yeah. He got eaten in Ravenous. Did you see that movie?
Didn't end well.
No, it's terrible. Anywho.
Not to be mistaken with Revenant that comes out this Christmas.
What's that?
It's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie where everyone thought he got raped by a bear.
Oh, yeah. I don't like how he shoots the bear.
Well, either him or the bear.
Well.
But you don't mind him getting raped by a bear, though.
Mm-mm. Bear got to get his turn.
Yeah, got to get mine's.
This is where the lion's at, Mr. DiCaprio? Is this where the 5-time Academy Award nominated.
I was going to say, he's sitting there looking at the camera while getting railed by the bear. Is this what it takes to get a goddamn Academy Award?
Yeah.
DiCaprio's been robbed a couple times.
Oh, I agree.
He's got to quit dying and everything.
Yeah.
Just because you die in your movie don't mean you get an Oscar.
He gives us all. Mm-hmm. What's eating Gilbert Grape?
He's going for Sean Bean's record. He's guy who got dies in everything. DiCaprio, that is.
Right. Now Sean Bean is just a joke for Sean Bean.
I know,
so
right.
I was surprised he didn't die in The Martian. Like, all of a sudden, like, a piece of space shuttle falls on him. Just because.
Or he has information that could lead to Matt Damon's rescue, but he dies on the way over to the office.
Like, Deep Impact?
Car accident. Oh, terrible. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it takes a year to get there, but the guy drives really, really fast, and he's not even paying attention to the road. And why doesn't he just call somebody? Why has he got
a... Remember, he couldn't get a signal on his cell phone.
Well, tomorrow is another day.
Don't have a landline? This is 95, 96.
Yeah, right? Everybody had phones back then.
Still got a landline. He's got all these computers and this giant telescope, but you tell me he doesn't have a landline?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Or fax machine?
Exactly.
He couldn't connect to the email server, and then his cell phone didn't work, so he's like, well, shit, I guess I gotta drive to Houston.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It's not my mindset.
And they still figured out what he was doing anyway. So, I mean, just him chilling out in his office for another day would have been just as fine.
Because remember, because he got in a car crash, and like the envelope he had all the stuff in like flew out the window before his car blew up.
But they found it?
They found it.
Give me a break.
That's the least of the problems. Of
that movie is fake! Deep Impact is fake!
Got your girlfriend Denise Crosby. Oh, you got an autographed ID card of her.
It's got your girlfriend in it!
Oh my god, Lila's so good.
Wow, let's make it a double date. Let's watch Deep Impact together.
Let's do it. I'll bring Skype. The popcorn.
Over Skype.
I think I just watched it not too long ago. I will gladly watch it again with you.
I like that movie. I think it's good.
It's actually quite emotional and impactful. I dare say I shed a tear last time I watched it.
And you know what else? James Cromwell isn't a bad guy in that movie.
No. And your girlfriend Weaver's in it.
Oh, I forgot about that. But oh, and she lives, too! She gets to go, she gets to go on a helicopter! That's right. Another movie where everyone just is in the rush to die. All these fun people get passes to be safe, and then they just give up their golden ticket.
Oh.
Doesn't make any sense. That is not the way the human spirit works.
Right, especially the whole neighborhood is like trying to get on this seat, and like, Lisa Sobieski's like, well, my parents can't go. I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
And her parents let her.
I know.
It's like, no, you push her in the fucking thing. And then Elijah Wood, he's like, I gotta get my girlfriend. Well, here's my wedding ring, so you can barter money with it.
Yeah. Like, here's a motorcycle, parents. Too.
These terrible parents in Deep Impact.
And here's a kid, too, in case you get hungry.
Take care of this baby. Well, I really just wanted to bang your daughter. I really wasn't looking to start a family right off the bat.
Right. Ridiculous.
Deep Impact. Watch it, guys.
It's a good one.
Sounds like it.
Not this Armageddon nonsense.
I like Armageddon too. I cry.
Oh my god, yeah.
Matt, what is it? It's when
Bruce Willis sends Affleck back up.
Yeah.
Oh. With his patch to give the Bible. Oh my god.
That gets me in the feels every time.
He's got to talk to Liv Tyler and like, oh my god. It's like AJ saved us. I'm like, oh my god.
I know. I cry over everything. When Groot was just saying Groot, I was crying.
When
he's like, we are Groot.
We are Groot.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, he's my special boy. I can't take it.
How much did Vin Diesel get paid to say the same thing over
a lot? He didn't want to get paid anything, but the Screen Actors Guild made him, and so he got paid a stupid amount of money, and he gave it all to charity.
Wow, well, at least he did that.
He wanted to do it for free, because he's like, I was done in like 45 minutes, and the Screen Actors Guild...
sucks.
Yeah, insisted that he get paid, you know, X amount of money because they knew the movie was going to make $1 trillion. And so he gave it to some charity. I don't remember which one.
The Anti-Screen Actors Guild Association of America.
Whatever you think of Vin Diesel's movie, Vin Diesel, the person, is a really good guy.
Yeah.
Like he, out of all the people in Hollywood, he probably treats his fans the best. And as far as like access goes, like with like his Facebook and his Twitter and stuff like that, he's very much a fans person. Like just, even if when he was in talks to be Groot, he was telling people, like, so I'm probably going to be Groot. And Marvel's like, no, you're not.
He's got the coolest voice in the world.
Yeah,
like on Iron a Casey Giant? Kasem level, it's fucking awesome.
Iron Giant will make you cry too.
Oh, I know. And you know, Shooter McGavin's the bad guy in that movie.
Christopher McDonald.
People that are bad guys in movies are just always bad guys. It's weird. They never do. It's weird when they're a good guy all of a sudden.
It's called typecasting.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been a good guy.
Shooter. Yeah, and Breakin'. He was the one that wanted Kelly to dance with these guys, and he gave Ozone, Turbo, and Kelly a chance.
That's true. That's the last time. So, with the exception of Breakin', I think it's been all villainous roles or antagonistic roles since.
There was another movie that he was in with Christopher Lambert, the Highlander. It's something to do with being like on the road. I don't remember what it was, but they're driving, and then these bandits come and they wreck their car, and then he actually burns to death. It's bad, huh. But he wants the Highlander to take care of his kids. So he's not that bad.
And that one, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's not in it very long, but I remember him saying, "I don't want my family to see me burn to death or something like that. Like, get my kids out of here.
We're not gonna make it. You are."
Oh, that's a good one.
No,
that's when Steven Seagal is in a movie for eight seconds.
Executive assistant. That's one of the few the rare misses for Mr. Kurt Russell.
But he's good.
Yeah,
he's just an analyst.
I watched Escape from L.A. today.
How was that?
Kurt Russell's great in it.
He surfs.
He does.
And he plays basketball.
Yeah.
I actually saw that movie in the theater.
So did I.
So, yeah, me too.
I had a popcorn bag with his face on it.
Yeah. I remember being a huge deal because I was working at Blockbuster at the time, and I worked with this guy who idolized like Snake Plissken. Like, he had like three Snake Plissken tattoos, which I know is weird, but
it is weird.
He was all about Escape from New York, and he was like, "Oh man, you guys use Escape from L.A." I'm like, "All right, I like Escape from New York. Maybe I'll check it out." And I remember leaving the theater like, "Well, hope Kurt Russell got paid a lot." That was right after, right before he did Soldier.
And you know who's in that fucking movie?
Which one?
In Escape from L.A. Is that chick that I can't stand. Cox? Juliana Cox, or whatever her name is?
I think Michelle Forbes is in it,
That's
too.
That's it. Her name is Michelle Forbes. She plays Juliana Cox in Homicide.
Oh, okay.
Anytime I say Cox, I'm thinking of Michelle Forbes.
Dix.
Dix.
Man, I remember when she came on the screen, I was like, son of a bitch. I was pre-internet. You didn't know what anything was. You just went and saw it.
Right, unless they were like top three billing. You didn't know. They weren't on the poster. They weren't in the newspaper.
Oh, my God. Remember when you had to check showtimes in the newspaper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember having to cut it out and like take it to the theater in case you want, like, your show was spilled or you had to, like, you wanted to go to more than one movie.
There you go.
Work that shit out ahead of time.
Speaking of going to the movies... What if I wanted to see a trailer for Star Trek Beyond, how do I go about doing that?
They're saying we're going to see the first trailer for Star Trek Beyond just before The Force Awakens.
That's to get Star Trek fans into the theater to see Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, well, and it's also kind of a rub on JJ.
Sorry.
So who gets the final say on what trailers get shown in front of a movie? It's not the production company that's...
No.
Or is that the distribution company that's putting the movies out?
No. I mean, it's usually the Theater Owner Association. They're usually the ones to make the call because, I mean, they want to advertise the movies that they want you to come see. Otherwise, Disney would only advertise Disney movies. And while they typically do because there's usually a fan base that crosses over, the Theater Owners, TAS, I think they are. Your association, society, who knows? They're the ones who make the final decision on what trailers. Just because, I mean, there's so many trailers right now that have been linked to The Force Awakens. You know, we have Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, The Huntsman, Winter's War, X-Men Apocalypse, Independence Day, Resurgence, The Jungle Book, Captain America, Civil War, Finding Dory, and now Star Trek Beyond. They're obviously all not going to play before Star Wars. Plus, IMAX screenings are going to get limited previews. Mm-hmm. I believe they're only going to get
two. Yeah.
And I mean, those ones will get Captain America Civil War because that is an IMAX film, and probably Batman v Superman because I believe that's going to screen on IMAX as well. So they'll probably get those two.
Who could ask for more?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited with the stuff in The Huntsman. I'm excited for all these trailers. Yeah, obviously, Independence Day and Star Trek Beyond will be teasers, probably in the vein of the original 09 Star Trek teaser, where they're just kind of building the Enterprise. But
oh, I like that. What about so? But for Civil War, though, we're just going to see the same trailer that we saw like 2 weeks ago.
Probably, yeah. Same thing with Batman v Superman. It'll be the trailer that we just talked about.
Is there going to be a new Suicide Squad trailer? That'd be kind of cool.
No. I'm sure the next Suicide Squad trailer we'll get will be before Batman v Superman in March.
I was thinking about this movie. And do you remember the movie SWAT with the clown dog guy?
I love SWAT with Carol and clown dog guy.
You remember when they're trying to pick out a new team and it shows them trying to track down all these police?
Uh-huh.
And then it puts them like a day in that job and then they go and they get them. It's like each person gets like 2 minutes of screen time showing how cool they are.
Right.
I was thinking that what if Suicide Squad did the same thing when they're like, all right, we need to get some, and they do like a kind of like a rap sheet of what the crazy shit that each person has done, and that's their origin story or why this person was even selected. Like it shows just them doing something crazy off their rap sheet. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. Or do it like Creed, just like flash up like a quick little card of like their record, and what their name is, and stuff like that.
Right. That they got that shit from fucking The Rundown.
Yeah. Or what was it? The Faculty? Not The Faculty.
Faculty's got good credits, too. They stole my credits.
Your credit? The yearbook stuff?
Mm-hmm. That's totally my idea. Makes me mad. Anyway.
We'll talk about it, then.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, Star Trek Beyond. Justin Lin. We like him.
I do. I like his name.
He can't do any worse than In the Darkness, right?
No. And those Fast and the Furious movies made, like, $8.
Yeah. Did you ever see Spectre, Randy?
I did not yet.
So I still can't bitch about it, but never mind.
It's not that good.
No, it's not. By the time you see it, I won't be able to bitch about it, because everyone will be like, the movie's like a year old.
I can honestly say that I never need to watch it ever again. I'm done.
Well, that's all you got to say about that, I guess.
What else we got?
Star Wars. They're not going to have an end credit scene. Or
what?
J.J. Abrams said they're not going to.
What?
Which is fine because none of the other movies ever have, and why start now?
People expect it. The audience expects it.
Dude, the audience go fuck themselves.
I don't want it. Yeah, I'm the audience. I don't want it.
You want it?
I don't. I don't want anything. I want fucking star wipes, and I want it to I want it to go to iris out and go.
I hate the wipes.
That's all I want.
No star wipes. Clock wipes, maybe. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
They do they do the top, down, the bottom, up, the left, right, and the in, the out. Yeah.
I appreciate
every transition. Every transition needs to be a wipe.
I think it's so cheese dick.
It's filmmaking from a simpler time.
From more civilized.
Yeah. Back when they had 36 Shades of Grey.
Before the dark times. Before the lens flares.
Yeah.
I bitch about lens flares, but, you know, my favorite, probably one of my favorite shots from any of the trailers is the Falcon in hyperspace, where, like, we're seeing it, like, sideways go through, like, hyperspace tunnel. And I'm like, that looks pretty rad.
My favorite lens flare is when, in the first Star Trek movie, when they're are trying to stop the drill, and they do like a halo jump from the Enterprise, and it's all quiet, and you just see like the three bodies just going down super mega fast from like like the tip of the atmosphere and everything. That was pretty cool.
And they do like the Battlestar Galactica style like zoom.
Yeah, exactly. And you just see how big the whole area is. That's fucking awesome.
It's a good movie. That 09 Star Trek. That's the ticket.
That's going to be Luke's hand floating in space. And it's going to zoom in to find the hand.
And like, look. And then they're going to clone him. And it's going to be evil Luke.
Luke.
Luke with you. All right. This not everything in the expanded universe was good, okay? I'll give you two-youed Luke was a bad idea.
I don't know. Most of the names are pretty terrible when you read those things.
Yeah. Well, that was his clone. Like, they cloned him off of his hand. And they named him Luke with two U's. And then there was another person named Jorah Saboeth who was also a clone, and he also had two U's. So that's how you, I guess, recognize clones, is they have two U's.
Either way, all their space names are stupid.
Luke and Leia.
Space names?
Oh, man, we were playing Battlefront last night, and I was going the blaster rays that people shoot at you, blaster bullets. And they're like, blaster bullets? I'm like, yeah, what else are you going to call them? It was awesome. What do you call the little beams that are shooting at it?
Blaster bolts.
Blaster bolts?
Yeah.
I like bullets better. Randy.
Yeah.
I like them better.
I mean, I think since last time we talked, I think we got like 3 more Star Wars TV spots, but they're all the same footage. So,
yeah. Are they?
Well, we've seen a little bit more where there's a head-on shot of Leia in a different outfit that we've seen her in. It's right. Like some blue number with like a little star-shaped kind of thing in her cut out of her neckline. And then it cuts immediately right to a shot of Rey wearing something different other than what we've seen. Because so far, all the promotional images and everything we've seen from all the teasers, she's been wearing the same Jakku outfit. Mm-hmm. And this one looks to take place on whatever the green planet is where the rebels have all their ships and
Yavin their base. 4, fingers
Which may be Yavin 4 from the looks of it. We see Rey in a completely different and clean-looking outfit, which is kind
of cool.
We also
got some clean shots of the other pilots that are not Poe Dameron.
Yeah, we got to see Nine Numb in action again for the first time since Return of the Jedi.
Is that Nine Numb?
Yep.
Is it? He doesn't look...
Confirmed. The actor came... Yeah, the actor
looks
said
so much younger.
That's the guy that's co-piloting the Falcon with...
Yeah, the fish-looking guy that was Lando's co-pilot. I'm excited about that. I just hope that he doesn't get shot down as cannon fodder, you know? It's like, you take a guy that's so important, he's freaking a general's co-pilot in the Millennium Falcon, and then 30 years later you have him as nothing more than a fighter pilot, you know?
Yeah, he destroyed the Death Star, crying out loud.
It just seems like he should be in charge of a much larger vehicle. He should be like the new Admiral Ackbar, and Admiral Ackbar should be rear admiral. He should have like a whole fleet, like a fleet of fleets.
He should be the yeah. Lady. He should be like, Leia, I got this. And then all of a sudden there is a trap, and everyone just like looks at him and waits.
It's like, shh, 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 he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
No, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. He just like shrugs. He's like, it's a trap.
They take out their space phones and start getting ready to shoot video.
Yeah.
I sure hope they don't say I have a bad feeling about
this.
They will. They have to.
Why?
But it's going to be one of the new characters saying.
It's
they'll
so
say that,
stupid.
And they'll say, this is where the fun begins.
It's
they'll
like,
say both those lines.
It's like,
I hope not.
You're going to war. Of course you're going to have a bad feeling. Now go fuck yourself.
This is where the fun begins only came into play for the prequels. It was never in the originals.
Han Solo says it in episode 4. When they're
really?
Taking off. Yeah. This is where the fun begins.
Oh, shit. But does it happen in Empire and Jedi?
It happens in Jedi. It doesn't happen in Empire.
Yeah,
when they're leaving,
breaking my heart.
He says,
"Is your world like crashing down around you?"
I do now that you say that, I do hear it in Harrison Ford's voice, but yeah.
Speaking of which, so my younger son Zach loves everything Star Wars, and so we spent the weekend watching all the Star Wars movies, and Episode 6 has something that I think should infuriate fans more than Greedo shooting first. Do you realize that when Boba Fett aside from Boba Fett going out like a bitch, when Boba Fett is trying to shoot Luke, when Luke jumps to another skiff, Boba Fett misses him by like 2.5 miles before Han Solo hits him with his staff and like sends him off careening. Like Boba Fett is like the most inept shooter at that point. And I was wondering why no one bitches about that.
Okay, I have a theory.
Oh, shit.
All right, now.
Sand on his visor.
No. Everybody knows stormtroopers can't shoot. Now, stormtroopers are not clones, but clones are all the offspring of Jango Fett.
But the clones could shoot. They blew up all those Jedi.
Yeah, they left no Jedi unturned.
Yeah. Hey, clones didn't miss. Troopers, they missed.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I didn't really fully think out that theory, but but it might be related somehow.
Maybe. I was watching, I'm like, wow, what a little bitch he is. Glad he's dead. He's like the epitome of like Zack Snyder. He's all style, no substance.
Honestly, everything about Boba Fett and Return of the Jedi just sucks, and I hate that.
Yeah. That was another thing I wanted to gripe about, too. I don't understand all the hate for Return of the Jedi.
I know, it's good.
It's Ewoks. People who are old enough to like not be into teddy bears hated Return of the Jedi and just like had a stigma against it. I was fucking 6 years old when the movie came out. I loved it. Return of the Jedi. I still
hold such a small part. I mean, they play a significant role, but I mean, they're not in it that much. And I think a lot of the criticisms leveled towards Return of the Jedi, being that it's not like a standalone film, that it only serves the trilogy, are bullshit arguments, because the only thing what makes Return of the Jedi so great and so dark is because they knew that wasn't the end of the saga. If Empire Strikes Back's the end, they're not going dark like that. They only were able to go dark like that because they knew they had another film to cap the saga. And I thought it did an amazing job. And so if you're going to gripe on Jedi because of what it did, I think you have to gripe about the same way for Empire Strikes Back, being, you know, the bad guys win. That's not how movies go.
But I like Return of the Jedi.
I love it.
I like the speeder bike chase. I like...
Oh, love that.
I like how Luke Skywalker tells the Emperor to go fuck himself. He's not interested in the dark
side.
And
he throws his lightsaber. I'm like, oh, you might need that.
Yeah, that's a rookie move, Dave.
You can say no and put the lightsaber back in your pocket.
I like how Luke force chokes Gamorrean guards. That's some hardcore dark shit.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know, man. I like how they are there to save their friend. They know where their friend is. They got this. They're gonna release the hounds and make it happen.
It only took them 3 years to do it, but they do it.
They had to come up with a plan.
And they have the amazing space battle.
The space battle. You can, and they're watching it from their window, from the Emperor's throne room, for crying out loud.
And the whole time, the Emperor's just fucking with Luke. He's like, "Look, this is gonna happen, guy.
Yeah.
let's just get it over with. Your friends, they're all dead."
Or anybody that's ever worked for a corporation that knows when the president comes, everyone better be on their game. And Darth Vader shows up, and he's like, "Hey, man, you got about 5 minutes to put this Death Star together." He's like, "Well, I need more men." He's like, "Well, why don't you tell that to the fucking Emperor yourself, piece of shit?"
Oh, I see. You got all of a sudden got more men. I see.
I think that's great. That is just, if anybody can relate to that, I think that's awesome.
The Luke and Vader fight at the end is great. The music is great. The choral music and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, Jedi is just amazing.
It's tits in my book, Dave.
I agree. I dare say it's better than episode. It may be better than episode 3.
Yeah. Oh, and the Rebels use guerrilla warfare to win. Like Rebels had. That's what Rebels do. They're a bunch of sneaky bastards.
Yeah.
And you get to see Han run, and I know you like doing that, Dave.
That and the opening of Raiders, man. That man can't run.
I can't believe that guy is Doc Ock in the opening of Raiders.
Yeah. Toss me the idol, I toss you the whip.
Yeah. That's funny
Alfred
shit.
Molina.
Anyway. I digress. Jedi's badass.
It is. If you don't like Jedi, tell us why. At Geek Legacy, Twitter.
Actually, I'm not interested in why you don't like it.
Well, I just using it for profiling purposes.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
It's un-American to not like Jedi. It's a good one.
Even if it has Lucas's fingerprints all over it. It also has the worst of the special editions. Like, say what you will about any other additions to the first two films. Just Jedi Rocks alone. And,
oh, yeah, and the no Yub-Yub, or Yub-Nub
yeah,
song.
Yeah, no Yub-Yub, plus the Blu-ray adds Darth Vader saying no again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why no one likes it.
Maybe. I don't think anyone liked it before. But the Blu-ray did finally cement it in me that Luke Skywalker does force choke the Gamorrean guards. I know we've disagreed about that for many years, but the Blu-ray did solidify it for me that, yeah, he was choking those fat green bitches.
I always thought that's what he did. Oh.
You guys both did, and I was like, I thought he was just like kind of pushing them aside, but
yeah, they're like grabbing their throats, like what the fuck? I'm parched.
They were like saluting them. I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot.
Parched. It is the desert.
I'm saying you guys were right.
Sick, it's everywhere.
I'm just chuckling at the parched bit. This flower is a Wilton.
That is a good movie.
I do declare.
Now I'm hoping to pull more Star Wars into the show because I know Amanda loves it. So Randy, is your list Star Wars related?
It's not actually.
Oh, thank God.
Is it the top five things that Amanda loves?
It is 10 superpowers you might actually have.
Ooh. Shit.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully one's not flying because I'll try it. Jumping off a roof. Like
number 10. Flying off of a roof.
You gotta, drink Mountain Dew, Dave.
Yeah.
It's extreme.
Actually, this does have something kind of almost to do with that. Number 10 is super taster.
What?
You have a heightened sense of taste. Some people's taste buds are so, like, overly sensitive that they can taste flavors that normal tongues cannot. It's like a dog whistle for your tongue.
When you put it like that.
Sounds about right.
All right. Have you heard of people with what's called golden blood?
No.
It's basically somebody who has essentially no blood type who can be used for transfusions for people with any blood type.
Oh, like Mad Max.
Like a universal blood type.
Oh, isn't that O?
Wasn't that O?
Yeah.
They call it golden blood.
Isn't O in golden?
Trying to make it all fucking mysterious.
Do they tattoo your back like in Mad Max if you have blood?
Not yet. Give us a little time. Wait for like a nuclear winter or something to come and wipe us out.
I'm such an asshole. I don't even know what my blood type is.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
Okay,
I feel
good.
Like most people don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
I gotta get tested for that.
That really should be something that's just like on your driver's license, right?
Right?
Right? It would make sense.
Because it would also, like, because if you did get in an accident, it would save the hospital a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know how long it takes to do a blood test, but it got to take at least a few minutes.
Right. Some people have those medical bracelets, and actually when I was a kid, I used to wear one because I was asthmatic and I had all sorts of problems.
Did it have your blood type on it?
But it did not have blood type on it, no. it just had, like, your specific ailments, but it didn't have blood type. I guess I wasn't at risk of losing blood. I was just at risk of passing out.
So way, they wouldn't have to dip into the O all the time. They could use the right one.
Yeah. I guess if it was something that we really needed to know, we would know it, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It'd be drilled into our head at a young age if it were that important. All right, number 8, supervision. So there is a incredibly rare variation in a gene that allows women to see colors that are invisible to most people. It's called tetrachromacy. And it's like being able to see extra colors on the rainbow that we as normal people, or specifically as men, cannot see.
They got like predator vision?
Totally predator vision.
I think Lynn has that because she sees everything. And she yells at me all the time when I get a color wrong.
Yeah. I think Amy has super. I think my wife has super hearing, like the TV is on and she can hear from like 3 rooms away, and like when it's like, you know, when it's on but there's no like picture on it, it just got that like tiny hum. I'm like, I can't hear shit.
To be fair, I think all married women have super hearing just so they can yell at us.
Maybe
I'd buy that for $1.
Number 7,
like the deaf is in.
Rubber skin and joints. So, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a group of disorders that are inherited. The syndrome causes people to have rapid growth spurts in which they continue to grow extra, like excess skin, and into adulthood they continue growing and often become double jointed in their smaller joints, and they can dislocate certain parts of their body with zero pain. So they can just be all bendy. It shows a picture of a dude grabbing like his jowls, like the side of his cheeks, and pulling them out, and it's like a good 6 inches out on each side of his face.
Gross.
And looks like a skinny dude too.
I don't like it.
It's like he can get like a whole bunch of hot dogs in there.
Plastic man. Number
plastic
6.
Plastic man.
Echolocation. So you're basically sounding your way around like a freaking dolphin or a bat. Actually, echolocation is more of a bat thing, less of a dolphin thing. You're not really communicating so much as getting a good picture of your surroundings.
Huh.
Kind of like Matt Murdock, I guess, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Number 5, you guys are going to get a kick out of this one. Never age. Ooh. So there's actually a disorder that people who are... And it's kind of different for everybody that has it. There's one case of somebody for every 4 years they've been alive, they've only aged 1 year.
Like leap year kids?
Not necessarily leap year kids, because I don't think a leap year has anything to do with it.
February 29th?
But there is like a 45-year-old in Australia in the body of an 11-year-old. And the head, the teeth, so much of it looks like an 11-year-old, but the skin is just a little bit more wrinkly.
But their metabolism is aging? properly?
The metabolism, yeah, it is aging. Like, their skin's aging. It's just their physiology, their body is not.
So he'll die,
he'll look like 20 or so?
He'll look like he's in his late teens or 20, yeah. It's called Syndrome X, which sounds fucking badass.
Yeah.
But you don't want it. Like, there's, and here's one thing. So somebody 20 years old, the size of a toddler, but unfortunately also had the mental capacity of a toddler.
Oh, that's no good. That's like Baby Herman.
Totally.
Without the stogies.
Yeah.
With the 3-year-old dinky.
Yeah. 3-year-old dinky. Number 4, immunity to pain. Totally like Kick-Ass.
I need that.
That would be pretty nice. But the problem with that, though, is you could really fuck yourself up, like have severe joint damage or something like that, and you'll just keep going because you can't feel the pain. Meanwhile, you're completely blowing out some part of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see a lot with people who have, like, paralyzed parts of their body that, like, catch on fire, and they have no idea that they're on fire for, like, minutes at a time. And then that really messes them up.
Yeah, that
would suck. like that's happened, like, Morgan Freeman. Like, Morgan Freeman, one of his arms is mostly paralyzed, and he, like, burned it to shit on, like, Batman or something.
Huh. Number 3 is Unbreakable Bones.
Ooh, I like that.
So there's a very rare genetic mutation called LRP5. A very small group of people have nearly unbreakable bones due to incredibly high bone density. The oddity was first noted in 1994 after an unnamed man was involved in a really bad car accident. He came out uninjured, but just to be safe, they x-rayed him and found out that his bone density was 8 times higher than the average man of the same age. Sometime later, doctors came across a family where each member had very high bone density, along with a square jawline, and they sank when they tried to swim because of their extra bone density. After finding the family, doctors traced the family's lineage and were able to link the family to the man in the car accident.
Whoa.
They found other people on the family tree with the same mutation.
Dude.
There was a guy living in Alabama who had trouble getting a hip replacement because his bones were so dense that they couldn't put a screw into the bone.
Alabama man!
And this is said to be the inspiration for the M. Night Shyamalan
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah.
That's all I can
Which
think
is also
about.
Why he has an aversion to water, because he'll sink.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah. I had no idea that was semi-based on a real thing.
I think plate wearers in World of Warcraft should sink and not be able to swim.
Oh, for sure. Like, even honestly, even male, probably.
Yeah, but I wear that. So just the plate guys.
All right. Number 2, super strength.
Yeah.
Myostatin-related muscle hypertrophy is an incredibly rare condition, and there are only a few documented cases. But essentially what it comes down to is super strength. There's a protein in the body called myostatin that affects muscle growth. If the body produces enough myostatin, it's harder for the body to grow muscle. If somebody has low myostatin, they develop muscles easier and are less likely to retain fat. So they have a picture of this 5-year-old kid that's fucking ripped. Got a 6-pack, got pecs, got giant fucking arms, and he doesn't even like exercise or work out or anything. He just has this really rare condition. And there's a crazy story of him. Okay, here we go. So, 8 months old, this kid could do the Iron Cross, which is a weightlifting exercise. He could do pull-ups by the time he was 19 months old. Then he could hang upside down by his feet and do inverted crunches. 19 Whoa. Months old.
That's like Bruce Lee.
I don't know what that is. That's fucking crazy mutation is what that is. Number 1 on the list. Immunity to disease. There are actually people who can be immune to deadly diseases. It's true, and it's all thanks to them being mutants, according to this article. Just to name a few, here are people with a rare genetic mutation that keeps them from getting HIV. Another example is a small group of Amish people who have an ultra-low chance of getting heart disease. And there's a group of people in Quito, Ecuador, who are immune from cancer due to a unique type of dwarfism. It's crazy. I say we round up all of those people, put them in a hospital, and find out what makes them so special and pull out those immunities so that we can vaccinate ourselves with them.
That sounds like Nazi talk, Randy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad idea at all.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Scientists are always the bad guys.
I'm saying this all very tongue-in-cheek, of course. Don't send me hate. You can't see this over your device you're listening to this on, but I'm smiling as I say it.
Because you want to put people in camps.
I didn't finish saying camps. I said hospitals. Research facilities. Privately funded research facilities.
Terrible.
Or government funded, I don't care. I don't care where the money comes from. Make it happen.
Checks in the mail.
I don't care about the economics.
And that's our top 10 list this week. Send all hate mail to Justin.
No way!
GeekLegacy.com.
Thank you very much. If you have a superpower, keep it to yourself. It's safer that way.
Yeah, or Randy will round you up and put you in a cage.
You are a very scary man. As you're twirling your little mustache in your photo. Yeah, sure.
Here you are, our best friend, and we can't even tell you we got a secret.
Yeah.
Blow it.
Fucker.
You can't be our Chloe.
Ugh. Maybe it's her tombstone in fucking Arrow.
just to, like, satisfy fanboys from, like, 10 years ago.
There you go.
Oh, speaking of satisfying fanboys. Okay. Have any of you guys...
Handies at a Comic-Con? Is that what we're talking about?
No. No handies, no Comic-Con. This is Disneyland. This is Star Tours. Okay. So you remember a few years back when they first unveiled the new adventures you could take on the Star Speeder 3000 when you do Star Tours, you go to all the different planets. Do you remember going to Naboo, going underwater, and seeing Jar Jar kind of swimming in front of you?
Yeah.
And then swimming off. He says something and then swims off. Now they have it so he doesn't just swim there and talk to you. You fucking hit him. You plow into him. He rolls off to the side and it's like a windshield wiper thing comes and just like, and it's just like they did a total fan service and said, look, everybody hates Jar Jar. Let's get a cheap laugh in here and fucking just plow into him with the Star Speeder.
Aw, how sad.
I don't think they ever said
it was Jar Jar, like, the first time through. Like, some random Gungan.
Maybe, but it looks like Jar Jar. And I just saw that for the first time today. Somebody showed me a video of it. And I was like, oh, my God, they actually changed that. They made it better for the fans because they know. They know.
One of these days, it's going to be cool to like Jar Jar.
Maybe. Nope.
They'll be like,
it's going to be a total fucking hipster thing.
It'll be like an obscure thing and everyone's going to like, there'll be like a Gungan relief fund or some bullshit.
I'm sure there's some people who love him out there.
Yeah, oh, Gungan sympathizers, they all need to be put down.
Putting in Randy's camps.
Putting camps. Oh, God.
We should call him Camp Randy.
Well, see, that sounds fun. It sounds like a summer camp. Like,
yeah, remember the cartoon Camp
Arts
Candy?
And craft. Yeah.
This is like
arts and crafts and like canoe races and...
Holy shit.
You know, we're going to have a panty raid to the cheerleading camp across the lake. It's going to be great. Come on over to Camp Randy.
That sounds like the happening place.
Yeah. Nice.
The jamboree is to get laid.
See, you make getting put into a camp sound like a bad thing.
Well, we know what's on the brochure and what happens in reality.
Yeah, you have fun the first day, then the next day is the experiments.
Mm-hmm. What about Camp Crystal Lake? Nothing bad ever happened there, right?
Yeah, people died.
Only good stuff.
Kevin Bacon died at Camp Crystal Lake.
Poor Jason Voorhees. He's the victim. Mm.
Yeah.
His mom was crazy town banana pants.
That's a good list, Randy. You guys want to play a game?
Yeah, what do you got?
Absolutely.
I bring it back to lightning round. You know, we play a lot of games where it's fastest to the buzzer wins, but... I thought it'd be good to get everyone participating. Today it's all about villains. I'm going to give you a character, and we're just going to name villains. And we're going to go one at a time. And as soon as you can't name it, you're out. And then it's down to two. And those two are going to keep naming villains until one person stands and they get the point. Wow. I got ten people. So are you all ready? Do you understand the rules?
No.
Yeah.
You're going to name a... You're going to name a villain or you're going to name a character?
I'm going to name a character. And you guys are going to name villains. So I'm going to say this character. A man is going to name a villain, and then Justin's going to name a villain, and then Randy's going to name a villain, and then the man is going to name a villain, and Justin and Randy, and so on
who's
and so forth.
Who's related to this character?
Okay. Who's related to this character? Who is this character's villain?
Sure. So if you said He-Man, I would say Skeletor.
Or exactly. Beast-Man.
Okay.
Remember that one.
Oh, is that on you? Sorry.
All right. That's okay. It was going to be everyone's first one. All right. So we're going to start. Amanda's going to go first. So the first character who I want you guys to start naming villains for is Batman.
The Joker.
Justin.
Two-Face.
Randy.
Riddler.
Amanda.
Wait, was that Spider-Man?
Killer Croc, Amanda.
Killer Croc.
All right, Justin.
We'll give her that one. Penguin.
Randy.
Mr. Freeze.
Amanda.
The Riddler?
Nope, already said it.
The Riddler? Damn it.
Bane.
Randy.
Clayface.
Justin.
Ooh, Mad Hatter.
Randy. Three. Two.
Catwoman? Technically kind of a villain?
Harley Quinn.
Randy. Three. Two. One. Justin gets the first point.
Oh. Ooh, I only had one left.
What was your one left?
Zazz.
I don't even know who Zazz is.
He's the knife guy.
I was thinking of the guy with the ventriloquist puppet. I couldn't think of his name from the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Amanda first. Justin, you're going to first this one. This character is Superman. Go, Justin.
Lex Luthor.
Randy. Three, two, one. Amanda.
I don't know.
We just talked about one like an hour ago.
Oh, wait. Zod.
There you go.
Sure. Doomsday.
Amanda.
That's all I got.
Three, two, one. All right, good job, Justin. All right. All right, we're going to start with Randy on this one. Randy, name me a Spider-Man villain.
Doc Ock.
Amanda.
Oh, shit. Green Goblin.
Justin.
That's a good one. Venom.
Randy.
The Lizard.
Amanda.
Sandman?
Yeah, Justin.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Carnage.
Randy.
That rhino fucker. Rhino something.
I'll accept it. Amanda.
Electrode.
I'm going to give it. Yeah, that's it. Good. Justin.
Oh, Electro. That was a good one.
That was.
Jamie Foxx. Hobgoblin.
Randy.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Yeah,
that was the one in my chamber.
Three, two, one.
I got nothing.
Amanda.
I'm out.
All right. Good job, Justin.
Kingpin was one.
Oh, right. Justin,
I don't associate him with Spider-Man. I know he is a Spider-Man villain, but I don't think about that.
Well, maybe this one will be a little more fresh on everyone's mind since it's a TV show. We're going back to Amanda. Amanda, give me a villain of The Flash.
God damn it. I don't know anything about The Flash.
You're probably not going to win this point.
Nope.
All right, three.
I don't know any of them.
Nope. All right, Justin.
Gorilla Grodd.
Randy.
The Reverse Flash.
Justin.
Zoom.
Randy.
Captain Cold.
Justin.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I know anymore. I don't know anybody in Flash.
All right, Randy gets a point.
Yay.
Randy on the board.
Woo!
All right.
I'll take it.
All right. This time we're going back to Justin. This one should be easy for you guys. Name me a villain of the X-Men, Randy. Justin first.
Apocalypse.
Randy.
Magneto.
Amanda.
Damn it. Can I say Sentinels?
Sure. Randy. Yeah. Justin.
Mystique.
Randy.
Pyro.
Amanda.
Nightcrawler?
He's an X-Man. Nope, Justin.
Oh, damn it.
The Juggernaut, bitch!
Randy.
Phoenix.
Justin.
I don't know anybody else.
Two. Uno.
I got nothing.
No Sabretooth. No Mr.
Oh, Sinister. Shit.
Point for Randy. All right, now we're going to switch gears away from comic book characters, and we're going to go to franchises. So, Amanda, this one's for you. Randy, you're going to first. Randy, you guys can name me a specific villain or a race of villains. Randy, give me a Star Trek villain.
Cardassian.
All right, Amanda.
The Borg.
Justin.
Can I say Klingon?
Sure. Randy. Of course.
Romulan.
Amanda.
Khan.
Justin.
Wait, is this villain or races?
You can do both.
Both.
He said bad guys in Star Trek.
Oh, shit. Christopher Lloyd's Klingon.
Thanks, Randy.
The bald one from part 6 with the eye
patch. We play fast and loose. All right, Amanda. General Chang.
Picard's son and nemesis. No, his clone. His clone and nemesis.
All right, you said clone. I'll take. All right, Justin.
The Gorn? Is that what the lizard people?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Original series, Randy.
Can we call Tribbles?
No, they're not. They're not bad guys.
How do we know?
I'm going to leave it up to Justin. Justin, yay or nay on
Tribbles? I'll give him a point. That's fine.
All right, Amanda.
Sorry.
Oh, I got a good one for next time.
Motherfucker.
Great.
I watch so much Star Trek. the progenitors.
Sure, I don't know what that is, but it probably sounds right. Justin.
I'm going to say the Paclids.
All right, Randy.
The Ferengi.
Ah, oh, damn it.
That's a good one, Amanda.
Shit.
Oh, I thought of two more. this is a fun one.
Three. Two. One. I
can't think of anything.
Justin.
What about Q? Does he count as a bad guy?
Oh yeah!
Okay,
damn
Randy.
It!
That was one of them. Nausicaans.
Ooh, Randy. Justin.
The black guy that ended up being a bad guy at the end of 6.
Admiral Forrest. All right, Randy.
Wow. All right, I guess I get... that's cool if I get the bald one from part 6, too.
3. 2.
I'm 1. Spent.
Oh, good job, Justin.
All right.
That was good. That was a good little run there.
All right. All right, guys. Name me a villain. Let's see, we're going back to Amanda. Name me a villain in Harry Potter.
He must not be named.
I'll take it, Justin.
But what's the name? Lucius Malfoy.
Randy.
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Ooh, Amanda. Both names, Amanda.
Draco Malfoy.
Justin.
What was the wolf guy? Gray Mane? What was his name?
That's from WoW.
I think that's...
Oh.
I it was Gray the... something, though.
It may be Gray Mane. I'm going to give it to you. Randy.
Grayback? Was it Gray? Gray?
Oh.
Grayback? Gray Mane?
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm giving it to you. Randy.
Thanks.
Crab.
Ooh. So, Amanda, what's next?
Goyle.
Justin.
Professor Quill.
Randy.
Can I say Tom Riddle?
Sure.
Sure.
I was gonna do that. Fuck. Professor Lockhart.
Justin.
I'm gonna say Umbridge. I think she's bad.
Oh, that was my next one.
Randy.
Sorry.
Dementors, can I say,
that? Say Dementors?
That's good, Amanda.
Crap. I had one.
Yeah, it's
in
a good
my
one.
Head.
Oh, I got a good one too.
It's a good one.
That
two
was.
One.
Oh, Grindelwald.
Oh, that's a good
one. Oh, that is a good one.
That is.
Barty Crouch Jr., motherfucker.
That was what I was trying to remember.
Barty Crouch. Dudley Dursley.
There you go. That's a good one. Amanda.
Cedric, is he your boyfriend? So dumb.
Spot on.
I remember his first name. Blaze. Blaze something.
Laser. Taser.
What is Blaze from?
I don't think he's in the movie. He's in the books, but he's like just one of Malfoy's friends.
Oh.
I'm gonna give it to you.
What the fuck?
Generous.
That's not a real person.
Dan is a real person.
Who is the werewolf teacher? What's his name?
Lupin.
He's not Lupin! A bad guy.
He is, because he's unsafe for students and he is kicked out of school.
No, he's not a bad guy.
That counts. That counts. He is bad for the students. he compromises their safety. He's kicked out of class.
I'm making a ruling. He was dangerous to kids. Antagonist. I'm giving the point.
All right. No, if that counts, then Snape definitely counts for being an antagonist.
I'll give you Snape. When was Snape ever trying to hurt him?
Okay, when was he not an antagonist? If we're going purely on the rules of protagonist, antagonist, your own word. Your own word. You said antagonist.
Yes.
Right.
He put
a gross misuse of the word antagonist.
No, he was a danger to several hundred students.
Unsafe. All right, Amanda, it's on you.
Fuck, what's that girl's name? Shit.
Three.
One.
Two. I can't remember her name.
One. All right, back to you, Justin.
Did we say Wormtail yet?
Nope. No.
God damn it.
Randy, on you.
Well, can we say Nagini the snake?
Ooh, absolutely.
That's a good one. Who's the two?
You.
Oh, the Quidditch player that's like, take that side.
That's a good
you
one.
You can't use that if you don't.
Sure. He was a bad guy. He was on Team Slytherin. He's a bad. Take that side. Quidditch player number two.
Randy, I'm gonna let you make the call on this one, Randy. You call yay or nay.
That's bullshit.
Well, I'll go ahead and give it to him just because I've got one more in my chamber.
All right, hit me with it, Randy.
Creature.
Ooh, with the K.
That fucking house elf.
That's a good one, Randy. That's a good one to win on. Justin,
I hate that
you got anything?
House elf.
Yeah, who's the guy that steals shit?
You're supposed to tell me the guy.
Oh man,
I can name. If you give it to me now, I'll tell you his name.
The guy that
Mundungus.
Oh, Mundungus! Oh, motherfucker! God!
All right, Randy. Randy wins that round.
God damn it.
All right, Justin.
I know my Harry Potter.
All
take,
right. And this
take
one,
that think, side.
This one's going to come down to you boys as well again. So we're on to Justin. Justin, name me a James Bond villain.
Blofeld.
Randy.
Odd Job.
Amanda.
Dang it. I was going to say Odd Job.
3, 2, 1. On you, Justin.
Xenia Zargia on the top.
Ooh, oh, it's Randy.
Jaws.
Yeah, that's
I don't know any.
Easy one, man. Nope. Sharif.
Don't got him.
Randy.
Goldfinger.
Randy, sing it again. Back to you, Justin.
Doctor No, if we're going to go by doctors.
Randy.
Yes. Largo.
Justin.
Oh, that's a good one, man. I don't know anybody. Who was that pitted face fuck?
We haven't even gone through all the cooling knife villains.
Oh, Boris!
Randy.
Oh, Michael Bean's character.
Double O, yeah. That counts.
Sean Bean's character.
Give me his number and I'll give it to you.
006?
There you go. Justin.
I don't know.
I think he was Trevor off or something.
Oh, that might be good.
That was 006. All right, 3.
I don't know anybody else.
Oh, Randy ties it up 4 apiece. It's a real nail biter, guys. Down to the final 2. All right, Randy goes first. Randy, give me He-Man villain.
Skeletor.
Amanda, don't let me down. 3, 2, 1. Justin, name me He-Man villain.
Beastman.
Amanda, already.
Stinkor?
Oh, I had him.
Justin.
Merman.
Randy.
Three, 2. I got nothing. I wasn't in He-Man.
All right. All right, Justin, 5. Randy, 4. Going to the final category of this marathon game. This one might go long. So we're back at the top with Amanda again. Amanda, name me a Star Wars villain.
Hmm. Oh, man, that's fucking bullshit.
You can go for days.
Damn, it's rigged.
Boba Fett.
Justin.
Fucking Darth Vader.
Randy.
Darth Maul.
Amanda.
Jabba the Hutt.
Red Justin.
Fucking Kylo Ren, assuming he's a villain.
Darth Sidious.
Damn it, I was going to say that. The Emperor. Emperor Palpatine. There, clinch it.
Are you done?
Are we gonna count? Are we gonna count that since it's the same as Sidious? Or yeah or nay?
Yeah, let's count it. Cause
all right, cool.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Since Amanda said, I'm gonna count it. Justin,
Count Dooku.
Randy,
would it not count if I said Darth Tyrannus then? Cause that's the.
It would not count if you said it wouldn't count.
All right, Jango.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
Amanda,
that's fine. Just teasing.
Three.
Billy T. Williams.
No, he kind of was a good guy.
No, he was bad. He betrayed his best friend. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Maybe if you would have said Lando, not Billy D. Williams.
Oh. I fought for you, Amanda.
Thanks.
Justin.
Yeah, sorry about that. What? IG-88.
Nice, Randy.
General Grievous.
Justin.
Who? Making names up. I don't have any.
He was the guy with all the arms.
The leader, absolutely. The techno droid army guy.
The techno droid army guy.
From part Brandy. Two. Alright. Bossk.
Justin.
I got nothing. I hate this game. Dirge.
You hate my game?
No, I hate that it's Star Wars, because Randy knows everything. You two know everything about Star Wars.
Dirge is good. Fair, I wouldn't have pulled that one.
To be fair, I gave you He-Man.
Yeah. I know.
I tried to give each of you a gimme. Manda's was Star Trek. I don't think she counted on you guys' killer knowledge. Randy, we're on you, Star Wars, still.
Oh, I thought we were on Justin. Oh, no, he got Dirge.
He said Dirge. He pulled Dirge out of his ass.
I am going to go with Dengar.
All right. Oh, wait. Did we already say Dengar?
Nope, said IG-88 and Bossk, the only two bounty hunters so far.
Justin.
Malak. Darth Malak.
It's Randy.
Darth Revan.
Justin.
He's a hero.
He's a Darth. He's a Sith.
He's a good Darth.
That's racist.
I got nothing. What is... Who is...
Who? One.
Nah, I got nothing.
Ah, Randy gets the points. You guys tied 5-5.
Man.
We get to share the
You guys
trophy.
Get the co-champion. Probably the final round of the lightning round. It was met with a thunderous thud. You guys hate me in my games.
No, I don't know. I don't know Star Wars.
It's all right.
It's hard. I only know Dirge because I like Clone Wars.
No, I didn't think either. I wasn't prepared for you guys to bust out all the stops with fucking Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, and I only know the pack lids because I like that we look for things. We look for things that make us go.
Oh, God, they're so stupid.
I know, they're awesome. I fit in well with the pack lids.
So cool, you guys, not only do you guys own each one half of my heart, you both own half the championship of the lightning round. So.
Ooh, sweet.
Kudos to you two.
I'll take the trophy, and Randy can have the base.
All right. Well, the base is what says what we won. Right. You just get the catcher's mitt on top.
The will not stand on its own.
Yeah,
this will not stand, man. Plastic
catcher's mitt.
This aggression will not stand.
The line is here, no further.
Yeah, you guys could have picked Moody Picard.
What's a Moody?
He's always crying like a bitch in the movies.
I get it. The Frenchman.
Yeah. There's a fun documentary called Chaos on the Bridge. It's on Netflix. It's William Shatner. And it's all about like the behind-the-scenes drama of getting the next generation made. It's pretty interesting. You find some... If you're into like behind-the-scenes stories. And they got all the cast, you know... Patrick Stewart, you know, Jonathan Franks, all of them do interviews talking about just the crazy shit that happened while trying to make this series. And even William Shatner admits, like, that he hated the idea of Star Trek without Kirk. So, yeah. It's on Netflix. Check it out.
I tried watching your fucking Electric Boogaloo. And it spends so much time about them in, like, the 70s.
Or the titty flicks?
Yeah, I kind of got bored.
Yeah.
I mean, I love boobs just as much as the next guy, but it wasn't movies that I could relate to. It wasn't until the 80s that I could really understand what was happening.
Yeah, but I could see that. That's a justifiable
thing. When they're talking about all these motion picture shows that mean absolutely nothing to me, then it's hard to really get into it.
Yeah, the only thing that was kind of a payoff for that was eventually when they started to make like American movies. Like, their American movies were just like American remakes of a lot of their foreign films.
Yeah, which don't make sense to anybody in the Western audience.
Us Americans, we so very smart.
And they think it's just fucking gold, and they love every second of it. Like, wow, this is actually like our first really good picture. And everyone's like, oh my god, this is the dumbest fucking movie we've ever seen. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I just wasn't into it.
Yeah, it's okay. So my recommendation probably doesn't hold much weight to you, probably.
Well, I think I just need to keep watching it. Well, I just had to stop. I couldn't take it anymore.
Watch, take a palate cleanser. Watch Chaos on the Bridge.
Okay.
Or watch, it's not until the 11th that the Ridiculous 6 premieres. So I guess you have to wait for that.
What is that?
That's Adam Sandler's first Netflix film. He signed a 4-year deal with Netflix. It's called The Ridiculous 6. You can see the trailer on Netflix. And it's got our buddy, Terry Crews. So that's really all you need to know.
Oh. I'm not watching that.
But it's got Terry Crews, I just said.
I don't care. He was Sorry, Terry Crews.
He's a beautiful man.
He is.
Don't like Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's interesting because no one really does anymore. So since now we don't have to go out to the movies to see him, we can just sit in our own home and watch.
Yeah, you don't have to be embarrassed to ask for a ticket to an Adam Sandler movie. Mm-hmm. You can watch it in the security of your own house.
Where you won't get shot, in theory.
In theory. What you do in your house ain't my business. You get shot, you get shot.
Yeah.
I hear no bell.
My ring's outside.
My ring's outside. Sue me for what?
Very quotable movie.
For being so terrible.
Anywho, we've been on a rocky kick lately.
We have, because Creed is amazing. Yes. Randy hasn't seen it yet, I don't think.
No, not yet still.
But he knows that Rocky both dies. And dies.
I do know this. It's been confirmed by multiple sources now.
With the what?
That Rocky dies.
He does not. Oh, spoiler alert!
Or does he? Do you want us to put you out of your misery, Andy?
He's dead, then he comes back as a force ghost in part 2 and 3.
Yeah.
The Qui-Gon.
Because the young Creed kid's training is not yet complete. Yeah.
Wearing the meatpacking robe.
Yeah. It's all stained with blood and shit.
So don't worry, most of this ain't mine.
Man, that asshole does not keep his hands up. He gets punched in the face so much. It's ridiculous. I don't like that. This is my
that
only...
the first thing you're supposed to learn or something?
Yeah, keep your fucking hands up. Yeah, stupid. You slip it, you dodge it, or you get out the way. Rocky doesn't do any of those.
Yeah. Stupid. There's also on Netflix a fun 30 for 30 called Chasing Tyson if you're into boxing.
Oh, man. I like The Undisputed Truth.
Yeah, it's good.
That is good. That's on the Hobo Channel.
It is on the Hobo Channel. Hobo.
And how? Is that our show? Are we done?
Yay.
I think it is.
What?
Someone needs to put a bullet on this thing and put it out of its misery.
Rocky was in a movie called Bullet to the Head or something.
Yeah, with Jason Momoa.
Check it out, Amanda. He has like a sledgehammer in that movie, or an axe or something. Jason Momoa, he twirls around like a giant axe or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like his weapon of choice. That's all I got to say about that. I think it's a comic book movie. I don't know.
It's like they took a deleted scene from Expendables 2 and made it a whole movie.
There you go.
Like, how can we get Khal Drogo into an Expendables movie?
Yeah, I like Drogo. He's a beautiful man.
He's a big dude.
And he sleeps with teens.
And he says dumb shit.
It's interesting that he's a hero to a lot of people when he's basically raping a child.
Right. So basically a raper and a murderer, but
pedophile.
But he's cute.
Cute goes a long way, I guess.
It does. Yeah. Cute, and he's got money, so they're like, you know.
And horses. Girls like horses.
Yeah. He's kind of like the leader, so, you know, power. Mm. So a lot about about the taste in men.
And the taste of men.
Yeesh.
A little bitter, a little bitter.
He looks like a sweaty one.
All the taste buds are on the tongue. You gotta, it just has to go past that.
Yeah, it's a superpower, and, remember? Yeah,
just hope you don't have those super taste buds.
Yeah.
Taste it before it comes out.
I can taste your chromosomes.
I can taste you from across the room.
Hey, you need to whip that shit out. Taste it from here.
On that note.
Waiting for a man to take us out. Start a fight.
Oh.
We're vamping for time here.
I was just like, what is happening?
Oh, just gotta one-up in to see who could say the most worst shit before you finally say, that's our show!
Well, that's our show, everybody. Yay!
Yay! Huzzah.
YOLO!
Got any shout-outs?
Only one.
No, I don't have any except for the regulars, the Tony Tolatos, the Tim Byers, and the fucking Rod Faulkner, Seventh Matrix.
All right, well, thanks for joining us at the Geek Legacy Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and check out the site for all of the latest in geek news and reviews. Thank you, guys. Bye.